Zakt the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Begeres, we have a Begeres again, that's after the time of Nairu, from 12 and a half and on. Sheshasa Shneim Aser Chaydash. Now, let's think back here to Masechtes Ksubis, maybe you remember this Mishnah. Either way, here's what it says, in Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. Nechasin is Mekadesh the Kala. Then either the Chasin or the Kala say, okay, we want to go straight to the Nesuyim. No, the other side can say, look, we need time to get ready. You have to prepare the wedding. The lechatchila de kizman that's given to both the kala and the chasin to prepare for the wedding is 12 months. If 12 months passed, if we got to 12 months already, and the husband is still not ready, he has to start supporting her. Now, what would the halacha be in regard to a faris nedarim? There was no nesuyin yet, but the time for nesuyin came. Seem a chuyif to support her. We already mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. We're going to have a machloikis about this. So, Zakhtar Mishnah. Begeres we have over here in Arusa. She's a begeres. Her father can't be made for her nedarim anymore. What about her husband? Well, normally, we already learned, the Aris without the father can't. But, we're talking about a case. Sheshasa Shnei Masar Chaydesh. They already waited 12 months from after the time that he was Mekadesher. At this point, the husband is Mechuyev to support her. Now, the halachi is if a man is Mekadesh in Almona, a widow. Now she says, okay, let's get married. She has 30 days. Or he says, let's get married. They each have 30 days. 30 days passes, he's not ready to marry her. He's going to have to start supporting her. So, Zakta Mishnah, the same will be true of the Almona, if we have a widow, Shloshim Yom after 30 days. He's not ready to marry her. He has to start supporting her. So Valmona Shleishim Yom and Almona after 30 days, even though she's still in Arusa, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hoyel since Ubay Lachayiv Bimzoinoseh, her husband, the Arus, is Mechuyiv to support her. So what comes along with support is Yafer the right to be made for her Nedarim. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, Eina Baal Mefer, the husband cannot cancel her Nedarim Ad Shetikonis L'Rishusli, until he actually marries her, until after the Nesuyah. What is Rabbi Eliezer's basis to say this? That because the husband is Mechuyev to support her, therefore he could be made for her Nedarim. So there's an opinion in the Gemara that explains it. Actually, it's Rav Pinchas in the Gemara who explains it this way. We understand when a woman makes a neder, she's doing it al das baila. Her husband should be maskin. Rabbi Eliezer says, why does a woman do that? Because her husband is the one that supports her. So at this point, where A, she's a begeris, or she had completely gotten married, there was nesuyin. The father is totally out of the picture. Her husband is supporting her. So what she does al das her husband, as they help Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chachamim disagree, and says about Tanur, the halacha is like the Chachamim, even though he has to support her, because he's not ready for the wedding after the time, after the deadline, Balamaisi can't be made for her Nedarim until after the Chuppah.